In today's Mishnah, we're in the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechta Shavuot. The Mishnah begins, Ve'al Zadon Tumat V'Mikdash V'Kodashah V'Seir HaNa'asah Bifnim V'Yom HaKippur Mechaprim. So we've already learned that the Seir HaNa'asah Bifnim, this is the Korban, the goat that was offered on Yom Kippur and whose blood was sprinkled within the Kodesh HaKodashim. We've already learned that that achieves sort of a kapara, but really protects an individual who knew that he was Tameh, forgot about the fact he was Tameh when entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate from a Korban, and is still not yet aware of the fact it was Tameh, or the fact this prohibition is violated. What the Mishnah now teaching us is this Korban actually achieves another Kapara as well. And that is for someone who was Tameh, knew he was Tameh, and deliberately entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate from a Korban. This Seir HaNa'asah Bifnim, in combination of Kippurim, achieves an atonement. Now we learn this from the Pasuk that says, V'chiper al HaKodesh, sorry, mipitumot b'nei Yisrael, u'mipishahem l'chol chatotam. Now a Pesher refers to a deliberate violation, whereas a Chet, as it says, the chatotam refers to something that was done by mistake. So understand from this pasuk that it atones for both these cases. Mishnah then continues, Va'al shari vot shabatorah, when it comes to all the other prohibitions that are violated, except for the tumat mikdash v'kodashav, as we've already been discussing, hakalot v'chamrot, whether they're light or severe violations, we'll learn in a moment exactly what they are, what is considered light and severe. Hazdanot v'ashkagot, whether were done, the prohibitions were violated deliberately or it was done by mistake. Hoda v'lo hoda. This literally means it was known or it wasn't known. So the Gemara says this refers to someone who dealing with a prohibition of that had a suffix. For example, someone consumed some fat and it's a question mark whether what he consumed was a food and fats or not. There's a doubt regarding it. So whether he knew about the doubt prior to Yom Kippur and he should have brought a korban asham taloi and he hasn't yet, or whether he didn't know about it yet. Aseh v'lo taseh, whether it's a positive mitzvah or a negative mitzvah. So this is the Mishnah explaining what a kal is, what a light one is. So referring to a kati says mitzvah aseh, for example, put on tefillin, or lot aseh, for example, eat non-kosher meat. And a chamur, an extreme one, is karet, someone, for example, who ate, as we said, a forbidden fat. Or he mitov betin, say he was machal shabbos. Mishnah says all these situations, sa'ir hamishtaleach mechaper, that the goat that was sent out, as we learned about back in Masechta Yoma, that one achieved a kapara for all these other violations. If you recall, there were two goats. There was a goral, there was a lottery. One was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash and blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh. That's what we've been discussing. Another one was sent out and cast off a cliff. So it's this one, the second one, Seir Mishtalach, that we're referring to now. Katia says that this mission is according to Pinya Rebbe. However, the Rambam says the Halacha is not like Rebbe, meaning the Seir Mishtalach is only will atone for the chamurot, those extreme violations, only if the person actually did tshuva. Now, if it didn't do tshuva, then it would only mechaper for the kalot. Now, having already mentioned the Rambam, this would, of course, require further study, because how can a korban achieve a kapara without tshuva? But I'll leave that for your own further study, for those who study the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva in more detail. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Achad Yisraelim v'chad ha-konim v'chad kon mashuach. Whether referring to the rest of Klal Yisrael, referring to the Kohanim, or in the Kohen Gadol himself, for the rest of the prohibitions aside from Tumat Mikdash v'Kodashav, the Seir HaMishtaleach atones for everyone equally. Mishnah said, Ma'an bein Yisrael l'Kohanim l'Kohen Mashuach. What then, is there a difference between Yisrael and the Kohanim? Mishnah says, yes. Ela shedam apar mechapel l'Kohanim al Tumat Mikdash v'Kodashav. We already explained that there were the two Seirim on Yom Kippur. The one that was offered the blood was offered inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the one that was offered outside, were atoned for different prohibitions or violations with respect to Tumat Mikdash v'Kodashav. What the Mishnah are telling us is that when it comes to these mitzvot, the Kohanim had a separate kapara, and that was achieved by the bull, who's also the Kohen Gadol, did vidui twice on the bull, and the blood was offered in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now this first opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as Kati explains, and he understands that the reason when it comes to Hashem Seir HaMishtaleach, it achieves a kapara equally for everybody, is that is because the Torah says, V'chiper al Mikdash HaKodesh v'ta'ol moed v'et mizbeach yichaper, and ends v'al ha-Kohanim v'akol ha-Kahal yichaper. Seem to suggest that Kohanim and Kol HaKahal achieved atonement through the same avenue for the rest of the Veirot. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, Keshem she'dam ha-Seir na'aseh mifnim mechaper al Yisrael, kach dam ha-par ha-mechaper al Kohanim. So he says, it's just as the blood of the Seir HaNa'aseh Bifnim is mechaper al b'nei Yisrael from Tumat Mikdash v'Kodashav, without any virui, without any confession, so too the Dam HaPar is mechaper, the blood from that bull is mechaper on the Kohanim for the rest of the other Averus. Importantly here, Rabbi Shimon says, the Seir HaMishtaleach only achieved a kapara for Yisrael. The Kohanim, for the rest of the Veira, not including Tumat Mikdash v'Kodashav, that a kapara was achieved from the Dam HaPar, the blood of the bull. It says, Keshem Shevidui, Shel Seir HaMishtaleach Mechaper al Yisrael, Kach Vidui Shel Par Mechaper al Kohanim. just as the Shemesh Taleach atones for Yisrael b'shar Averot, so too when it comes to the Vidui, as distinct from the blood being sprinkled from the bull, that's Mechaper al-Kohanim b'shar Averot. The Batanur says the dam of the par achieves for Tom Mikdash B'Kodesh for Kohanim, and it's the Vidui of that bull of the par that achieves Kapar of the Kohanim for the rest of the Averot. Now the reason why Rabbi Shimon disagrees, he says, is that the two Se'irim are connected. So according to Rabbi Shimon, just as one of the Se'irim achieves a kapara uniquely for Israel, for Tumat Mikdash, that's Nasa Bifnim, so too understands the Se'ir that was sent out, the other side of the Hagrelah, achieves only exclusively for Israel and not for Kohanim. Consequently, the Shnei Viduyim and the Matan Dan achieves three different purposes according to Rabbi Shimon. Two of which would achieve Tumat Mikdash Bekodashav, that was achieved for Israel, for this it was offered inside and outside. And the third, one of the Viduyim, achieved a Kapar for the Shara Vera for the Kohanim. So he puts a complete separation, if you like, Rabbi Shimon, between the Kohanim and Israel, that they had different Korbanot achieving. The Kohanim had their Korbanot, and Am Yisrael had their Korbanot. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He said the fact that it says Shnei Se'irim doesn't mean that the Se'ir that was sent Lazazel was exclusively Israel. If you recall, we said previously, he had his own Pasuk that said that Kapara Chiba Sir Meshtelech was for everybody. So what then does he learn from Shnei Se'irim? And that brings us back to what we learned back in Masech Yoma, that ideally the two Se'irim should be identical in both in value, in appearance, in stature, or in size. That's what it means, Shnei Se'irim. But we said it once again back in Masech Yoma, that's no ma'akev. So let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it then you have got so many viduyim on the par for the Kohanim if we've already said that some of their kapara can be achieved through the Se'irim Mishtaleach for Shar Averot? And with that, the response is, cited in the Gemara, that the pin of Rabbi Yishmael is, the kach midat hadin noheget, that it's better mutav yavo zakai v'chaper l'chayav, al yavo chayav v'chaper l'chayav. In other words, it's better for the Kohen Gadol first to try and do vidui for himself, and then for the Kohanim, because he is the one that's going to try and achieve a kapara for Esek Kalei Israel. So it's better that he tries to first achieve a kapara for himself, so that he can act as someone who is, if you like, innocent and clean, in order that he can act on behalf of Klal Yisrael. If he would go yashar, straight in, and try and achieve everybody in one go, it wouldn't necessarily represent Klal Yisrael in such a good light, because he himself would be almost appear to require kapara on his own. That's why it's best he achieves a kapara for himself first, and then he can represent Klal Yisrael in trying to achieve that kapara. Those are the Mishnah today.